Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Live Point in Westerville. Thanks once again for listening in. This past Sunday, we continued in our series, Beyond the Shallows, where we're talking about how Jesus called Peter from being a fisherman to being a fisher of men, and that Peter grew in his faith one step at a time. He went beyond the shallows and into the deep end of faith with the Lord. And he did that through these circumstances and situations where Jesus continued to change him. One of the most dramatic moments, I think, that's recorded by the Apostle John talking about Peter's life comes in this section in John 13. Where it says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put into the heart of Simon Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, he tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wipe the disciples' feet and wiped them with the towel that was wrapped around him. When he came to Simon Peter, who had said to him, 'Lord, do you wash my feet?' And Jesus answered him, 'What I am doing now you do not understand, but afterward you will understand.' But Peter said to him, 'You shall never wash my feet.'" I mean, it's a really interesting passage. The first and foremost would be just to understand the culture. Very hot and dry culture, and a lot of dusty roads and rocky roads, and a lot of animals walking around. And you walked everywhere in that culture. So whenever you walked, your feet would get terribly dirty. One of the customs there is if you went to go visit somebody and you were a guest, they would have someone there to wash your feet, usually a servant. And if you didn't have the means for a servant, then the lowest person in the house would wash the feet of the guests. It was common courtesy and obviously necessary in that culture. And when they would sit around a dinner table, they typically reclined on their elbow, so they would be laying outward. And, you know, your feet are kind of at the same level as your head, if you think about it. And so when you have stuff on your feet, everyone can smell them. And so that's one of the reasons why they did it, just out of practical purposes. Now, the thing is, this was a private event, so there was no servant there. So they're all sitting around, right? All the disciples and Jesus. And no one does it, you know? Later on, or if you read in the other Gospels, you read that the disciples were all talking about who's the greatest among them. Well, Jesus just simply takes a towel and the water basin and starts washing everyone's feet. Really, just a picture of incredible humility. He gets to Peter, and Peter's like, "You can't wash my feet. No way." Like, Peter had seen Jesus. Like, he knew he was divine. He saw him at the Transfiguration. He saw him doing the miracles and walking on water. He knew who Jesus was. He also was keenly aware of who he was. So in his mind, "I'm beneath you. You can't wash my feet." That's pride. It goes on to say that, you know, what Jesus says to him is, "Look, you know, I have to do this. You're going to understand it later. And those who've been washed completely, they don't need a whole bath. They just need their feet washed. And for those who've been washed," it was all a reference to the blood of Christ that was going to wash away our sins. That even though we become, you know, clean of our souls and made righteous with God, but we still walk in a dirty world, we need our feet washed. It's an amazing metaphor and picture, but really think about it through the eyes of Peter. You know, here's Peter who's watching this happen, and he realizes, man, this is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords down here on his hands and knees washing people's feet. Just astounding. And then Jesus tells him in the end, "Hey, go and do the same. If you really want to be great, if you really want to be a great leader, then become a servant to all. If I'm the master, you're not greater than me. Here's what I did. Therefore, you should do the same thing." This is the challenge to us, is to be humble enough to receive, from the Lord, but also humble enough to serve others. God, I pray that you help us to be foot washers of others, that we would be great listeners and great lovers and great pursuers of other people, that we would meet their needs whenever they arise. God, help us to be humble and not prideful. God, it was great to watch in that passage how Peter finally said, "Yes, then please wash." I mean, he overcame his pride. God, in the same way, help us to do that. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. Take a second and just think through, where you're at with the Lord in this, and pray that God helps your heart to have a heart of humility just like Jesus. Thanks so much. Until next time, God bless.